our website is being downloaded all over the world. People are asking, well, who is he? Where did he come from? All of that. So part one that I want to share with you is my journey towards God. I was born in North Dakota, USA, during the Depression, which was a very difficult time for families. And the town that my folks lived in was really hard hit. And so, looking for work, my father decided that we should move to California, to Los Angeles, when I was 2.5 years old. So all of my formal public education was in the school system of Los Angeles. When I entered junior high, things in our family began to fall apart. And my dad began to drink excessively and was very fast becoming an alcoholic. Besides his drinking, he became very, very critical and very abusively mean. Not so much as hitting, but with words. And he began to put me down. I also had to work with him. My dad had a lawn mowing business and took care of beautiful homes in Beverly Hills, California. And I worked with my dad on Saturday when school was in, and then I worked with him every day during the summer. And I began to believe what he said. When I was a child, there was a saying that was really false. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I would have been far better off if my dad threw rocks at me than the negative comments he made about me. Also, at that time, which I did not know, I was having a very terrible time in school and learning. Today, I know that one of the problems was I was dyslexic, and that sure doesn't help when you have to do any oral reading in a class. And secondly, I don't visualize in my mind. And so they only had one teaching method in school, and they were teaching like I was learning like everyone else, which I was not. And so I was really left behind in a lot of ways, and my grades were really down, and my dad would make note of that when I got my report card and said I was dumb and stupid, I would never amount to anything, and all those kind of negative comments that went right into my heart. At 15, I felt so alone, so sort of helpless, worthless, and very, very depressed. I had no reason to live. I could not think of any reason why I wanted to live. So I planned to take suicide as a way out. And I had it all laid out. It should have absolutely worked. But thank God it didn't, because at that time I did not know who God was. I had never met, that I know of, a Christian at that time. And so I failed in my suicide attempt. And then it was worse, because that failure only proved what I believed about myself. I couldn't do anything right, not even take my own life. I made it through high school and graduated in 1950, about 18 years of age. And I think they graduated me to make room for others. I needed work, and so I got a job in an insurance company in downtown Los Angeles. I hated the job, but I liked having a salary. I didn't know why I hated the job, but it was working with files and papers, that kind of thing. Every day, going to work and coming home, I had to walk by a church called the Church of the Open Door. Some of you have maybe listened to J. Vernon McGee. He was the pastor of that church. But that church was a part of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles. So when we would walk by, the students would come out and pass out papers, which I know today they were called tracts. But the people at work said they're religious fanatics. Don't take them. Don't talk to them. Just keep going, because you don't want anything to do with them. Well, after about a year at the insurance company, I was open for anything. I didn't know any kind of a job. I don't know how I found out about this, but I found out that Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Hollywood, and I didn't know was the hospital that most of the movie stars went to, was offering free training for a year, that was 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, to become an x-ray technician. And they accepted me as a student, and I got involved there, and I loved what I was doing. Not only seeing movie stars that I'd seen on the screen, but seeing them in person, and often x-raying them. But I was working with and helping people, and I didn't realize that some people are people-oriented, which I was, and I had a desire to help people. And this really opened up a whole new dimension for me, that I maybe could help people. At the same time, we that were students there heard that the L.A. City College was offering night classes to become a lab technician, doing blood and analysis and all that kind of stuff. And so I got involved, and I loved that because it was also involved in helping people. So when I finished both of them, I needed to get a job. Now I was trained. But before we go, because that will be section two of this, at that particular time, I came in contact with a person from an organization called the Navigators. The Navigators was founded by Doss Trotman, and the emphasis in those days excuse me, was basically working with servicemen around the world. They also did follow-up or work with Billy Graham in Billy Graham's early days. So at 19, this fellow, Stan Bostrom, was the very first Christian I ever met. And he told me my need of Christ. And I would like to share what he shared with me. Now, this particular booklet is called The Bridge to Life. That can be found in Christian bookstores. But I want to explain to you how God used the message. In those days, what I'm going to tell you, they just drew on a napkin or drew on a piece of paper. And it was very effective. It really went to my heart. So as he was explaining to me, he drew a picture of two cliffs. And on one side of the cliff, he drew a little stick figure of a man. And he wrote, under that cliff, man. And on the other side, he wrote God. And there was a big gap between. It says, the Bible teaches that God loves all men and wants them to know him. But man is separated from God and his love. Timothy said, God is on one side, 1 Timothy in the Bible, and all people are on the other side. Why is man separated from God and his love? And as he began to share that, and I began to wonder, why was this big gap between man and God? And I thought of the Grand Canyon. And there was absolutely no way I could get to God. If God was on the one side of the Grand Canyon, I was on the other side, maybe I could run real hard and jump out so far and go down, and maybe someone could jump out further, but we would all go down. So, why was man separated? Well, the next page is a picture of a fellow standing at the cliff, and there's a little word between him, the God side and man side. Sin separates man from God. Because you've sinned against God, your sins have cut you off from God. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And I knew that I had sinned. You know, 19 years of living as a typical teenager, not knowing God, having no religious training, no anything, I knew that I was a sinner. And then the Holy Spirit was convicting me. And even as I was thinking about sin, specific things would pop up in my mind of things that I did that I knew would not be pleasing to a holy God. Now the question is, where does this separation lead? Between me and God is my sins. Where will that lead me? Well, the stick figure now has turned in the other direction. He's turning away from God. He's bent over under the burden that he has sinned against the holy God. And that separation leads only to death and certain judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says, man is destined to die once, and after that, face the judgment. Also, Thessalonians says, those who do not know God will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of God. And I felt so, I've always been shut out. I always felt rejected. Now, is there any hope for me? God is rejecting me. No, there is a solution. And the solution is the bridge, which I couldn't build. The bridge is the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridge between man's side and God's side. Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, is the way to God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to God but through me. So God is on one side, Timothy says, and all the people on the other side, and Jesus Christ himself, man, is between them to bring them together by giving his life for all mankind. Christ died for sins once for all to bring you to God. Does this include everyone? Yes. But only those who personally receive Jesus Christ into the life, trusting him to forgive their sins, can cross the bridge to God. And that's the next picture of the fellow now walking across the cross, now on God's side. To all, 1 John 1:12, to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, the question is really important because I know now I need to receive him. But how do I do that? Well, the one side of this whole booklet says everyone must decide individually whether to receive Christ. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will go in and eat with him and he with me." And I knew that God was knocking on my life. God was asking, could he come in and take this life that had no real meaning and purpose? Could he come in and start an incredible journey for me? So how do I do that? Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And so I realized that, first of all, that I had to pray. I was not a prayer person. The only prayer I knew is, "Now I lay me down to sleep." And I had to pray and to acknowledge to God that I was a sinner, that I was lost. I had no hope of eternal life apart from Jesus Christ. And so I asked the Lord that I want to receive the gift of eternal life. And I wanted my sins forgiven. And I wanted to pass from death to life. And when I prayed that, something wonderful happened. Now, I'm not telling you to pray my prayer. I'm saying you have to acknowledge to God that you're lost. There's no hope. The only hope you have is in the death and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shed his blood for my sins. And God, I want you to make that for me, personally. And so I invited Jesus Christ into my life. And the Bible says, God has given us eternal life. This life is in the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now this little booklet is so simple, and it makes it so clear that someone with no religious background, no church background, it made sense to me. It spoke to me on the inside. I can't explain that in words, but God can speak to your heart, and he did. And he let me know, number one, that I was lost and I was a sinner, and I didn't argue, there was no argument, and that he died for my sins. I believe that. He paid the price for my sins. And I asked him to cleanse my life, that I wanted to turn from the death side to the life side. God, I want to turn around and come to you and cry out to you and ask you to forgive my sins, to come into my life and give me your eternal life. And he did. Now that was the beginning of an incredible journey. I had no idea that God had a plan for my life. The scripture says, even before I was born, God had this plan. And I want to share with you in part two how God began to unfold his plan for my life. I had no idea what I would do. I felt I would probably always be an x-ray and a lab technician, but now I would be a believer. I want to thank you for listening to my story of how I became a child of God. And I want to make an offer to you. The Bridge to Life track, or little booklets, are available at a Christian bookstore. if you're not don't have access to a Christian bookstore, because this little booklet opened my eyes and my life was transformed when I believed the biblical truth that this little booklet said, that if you don't have one of these and you would like one and you have no way of getting one, and I know this video is being shown in over 125 countries, and we've had a viewing of over 50,000 people that I certainly couldn't afford to send 50,000 of these. But if you would like one of these and you have no access to it, we would be glad to mail you one. And on our website here, you have our address. All you need to do is to write a letter and say you would like the Bridge of Life booklet, and we will send it out to you and trust that it will change like it drastically changed mine. The Lord bless you. Thank you. Father, I pray right now that if someone has been listening to this that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their only hope of salvation, the only way to have their sins forgiven, the only way that they can obtain eternal life is by receiving Jesus. I pray your Holy Spirit, as you did for me, worked within me, and I knew that what I heard I needed, and I knew I needed eternal life. Father, I pray you would bless this testimony, that you would be glorified. I ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.